As promised, this is the episode talking about how to use the gig economy for a real-world, hands-on business education.
I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing, keep up the hustling.
Welcome to Hustleburg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleburg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build their own digital marketing strategy and still get results. As an entrepreneur here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners about what they do and sharing that conversation with you. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately. One of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioSt.Pete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available for you to view on YouTube and BeyondYourSideHustle.com. Just visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch your favorite episode of Hustleburg. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe. And if you would, also rate and review the episode as well, because it sends us the right signals to know how the conversations add value for you. Finally, if you're interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode and you own a small business here in St. Pete, let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. You have a few options for getting a business education. You could go to college, take out student loans, and hopefully 4 years later you have a degree. While that path was somewhat similar to mine, it wasn't really part of my entrepreneurial journey. You could go old school and start cutting grass, trading baseball cards, or starting a lemonade stand, but for many of us, that era for a start has already passed. And in the past decade, we've seen the emergence of an amazing opportunity to get a comprehensive business education without paying for it. In fact, you'll get paid to do it. And I'm talking about the gig economy. And while you're working these gigs, you will learn how to think like an entrepreneur, building a business and serving the public with a good or service that they need. If you're a good driver and know your way around, Uber, Lyft, or one of the many delivery companies may be a good fit for this. If you have something that you don't use that much, like a room or a car, you can try Airbnb for that room or Turo for your car. If you can offer a service, you can try Fiverr, Thumbtack, or Upwork to find people who need that service. If you're good at finding good deals, you might want to try going to garage sales, closeout stores, or searching online to find them and resell them on Amazon, eBay, or Facebook Marketplace. These are all part of the gig economy. And when you look at them as free education on the basics of business, you'll find that you care less about what you earn through them and more about what you learn through them. The important thing to remember about each one is what we get to learn about consumer behavior, budgeting, and business cycles from them. This isn't going to be something that you'll find in a book that's been filtered down for you to try to understand. It also isn't outdated by the time that it reaches you after being published, then lectured, and now tested. It's a real-world, hands-on experience that is relevant in the moment. You'll also find that you'll need to adapt your strategies to meet an almost constant changing market, much like the one you're soon to find in your future business. Changes are rapid, and they get faster with technology, changes in consumer behavior, and globalization. Take a look at how many long-standing businesses are no longer or have a completely different way of doing business than they did just 18 months ago. The most popular gigs that we see out there are Uber, Lyft, and delivery services like DoorDash and Instacart. Here's what you can get out of them for your real-world business education. You're going to learn about consumer demand and how we can meet it. You'll learn when it's a good time to drive or deliver based on how certain busy times of day or days of the week are. You may find that late nights are busy times to drive for Uber or Lyft, or that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are less busy than days on the weekend. In addition to when, you'll also learn where to be to make sure you are positioned to make the most of your time on the road. It's not just days of the week and time that matter, because some times of the year are busier than others. Locally, we're in an area where we have several seasons. We have tourist season, we have snowbird season, we have the school season. Some of them overlap, but there are nuances to each. During the school year, for example, you have students who come here for their college education and leave to go back home during the summer. In addition to planning for that drop in demand, you'll also see an increase in supply of the people looking to make more money when they aren't working at the local schools, including the K-12 staff that isn't year-round. Similarly, you'll also learn to follow the calendars of the major events, the sports, concerts, conventions, and other gatherings throughout the year. This is especially helpful if you're using an asset to generate revenue through rental options like Airbnb or Turo, because your pricing may need to change around large events like the Super Bowl or during a different season. If you're driving or delivering in and around them, it will help you to plan when and where to maximize your revenue, a skill you'll need if your future business needs to be ready for a surge in business for business-adjacent activities or located near these large venues that host large events. No one wants to be caught understaffed or without inventory during a big event that could be very profitable. And it isn't just about demand that you can pick up with these gigs. You'll also learn about managing your expenses as well. You'll learn whether it makes sense to keep moving or sit still to minimize your gas usage, or if you should be using an electric car or a hybrid. Not only that, you can see from the different offerings whether having a larger, less fuel-efficient vehicle makes sense to qualify for larger fares or bigger gigs, or if that's something that the people renting your vehicle want to find. This is also going to help you understand pricing. By knowing the cost of inputs, you'll know if your offerings are too expensive for what customers will pay for it, or if you are currently offering things too inexpensively for those you're looking to serve. The most important lesson you'll learn here is what kind of customer you want to serve by figuring out how you add value to the customer experience. When you're able to better understand the needs of others, you'll find ways to serve them by adding value with how you help solve their problems. For example, if you're reselling items online, you might include a small thank you note for the purchase to remind them that they are helping your small business. That touch could be what earns you repeat business in the future. You have options on how you can add value. You can choose to compete on price and always try to be the least expensive option. You can compete on quality and create the best product or service. You can opt to be the fastest and get your goods or services into the hands of the customer the quickest. To find the customers you want to serve, you'll need to focus on one or two of these things, but remember that you'll never be all three. Speaking of service, customer service is something that I never had any classroom experience with. My skills here came to be over many years working in a job that demanded it and learning how to actually serve people. Time spent in any of the gigs will hone this skill for you and your future business. For those who choose Fiverr, Upwork, and the like for their free business education, you'll get a quick understanding of what works in today's on-demand remote workspace, which is quite a bit more difficult than a traditional face-to-face environment. You're going to have to navigate without the benefits of understanding tone and body language cues. In addition to demand and expenses and service, you'll learn how to budget. You can't just turn on an app and drive. You have to keep track of your expenses to make sure your efforts will keep you out of the red. You'll have to schedule and budget for regular maintenance, ensure your phone plan and any upgrades are keeping up with what you need to stay on the road. And if any of the supplemental services you can offer will enhance a rider's experience and may even be written off on your taxes. Speaking of taxes, you'll need to make sure you budget to have them done, as they're more complicated than your usual W-2 job with withholding. And make sure you set a budget to set aside some of those earnings to pay taxes when that time comes. Finally, because these gigs are generally independently done, you'll have a lot of time spent alone, often waiting. And this is a key opportunity for you to build on what you're learning hands-on by adding to it what you can learn for free about the things these gigs don't readily provide you with. You can listen to business podcasts or audiobooks. You can watch videos, read about marketing, finance, or an industry-specific area that you're looking to go into anytime you aren't otherwise engaged in the action of your gig. Some can even happen concurrently. I found it to be quite valuable with my business, and I do it now when I work those profitable side hustles to make sure that I'm able to think about how I can improve what I do and how I do it in my business. It helps to keep my business mind sharp without having to spend time on it that could otherwise be better spent with friends and family. I definitely appreciate the business education I received at the University of Georgia, and I can tell you that my real-world experience, especially the time spent working in the gig economy, learning hands-on at the speed we're moving now, helped me become a better entrepreneur. Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. Hustleberg is produced by Beyond Your Side Hustle, where we help you craft an awesome strategy for your business and build a community that supports you today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle and into the business they're dreaming of. If we provided you with something valuable with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds that will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer and grow our community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner here and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available for you at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3 weeks. You can also find a link for it in the show notes. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.